7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What are you doing, Pippa? Do you want to get on the kitty banky? Come on.
Okay, here we go. Whether I like it or not. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Where are you going? Where's the cat? Yeah, of course, right when I'm finally gonna start, that's when the cat decides that, yeah, no, you gotta pay attention to me. You're not even doing anything. Okay. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I gotta tell you that I'm extremely messed up today. I've been worse, but not for a while. I'm drinking some poor. And I just got out of a very deep and heavy medicine bath. Because I'm just having a hell of a day. And it all started yesterday. Boy, oh boy, do I have a story to tell you. It's story time day. But yeah, basically yesterday, a little bit too much exposure. Made myself very sick. Rode that out all night. Finally managed to get to sleep around 3 a.m. Last time I looked at the clock, it was 2:56. I fell asleep shortly thereafter. And then apparently it started raining, and so there was lots of thunderstorms overnight. Lots of thunder. I kept waking up. And so after being heat sick and then not sleeping and this whole new thing with my leg and my foot and my hip and this whole goddamn business. Oh boy. Oh boy. It has not been a good last 24 hours since you saw me last, or 23 and a half hours. Although, actually, it was. It was great. It was abso-freaking-lutely amazing and mind-bogglingly crazy yesterday. And then that's how I made myself sick, and yeah. So, we're not doing anything today at all. Today is gonna be me just sitting around all day. And when I say sitting around, I mean laying around. As soon as we're done here, I'm probably going to sleep for an hour or two. Oh. But yeah, I kind of think I'm coming around. A little bit. I feel better than I did 3 hours ago. Well, anyway. Do you want to hear this very messed up story? Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how could you possibly have an interesting or messed up story for us? The only thing you ever do is go to the grocery store or look for marmots. That's your entire raison d'etre. That's all you do with some minor variations in there for golf balls and other stuff. Yeah. So how could I possibly tell you an interesting or exciting story? Haven't you heard them all? No. No, you have not. Because this one is... You're going to hear this, you're going to think, yeah, this can only happen to Tobe. This doesn't happen to other people. Except there were other people there. All right, let's get into it. This could take a while because this is insane. All right, so what happened to our little Tubster yesterday? Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, so after Dubious Goals Committee was finished yesterday, I ate some lunch. I said to myself, yeah, I need to eat some lunch. What do I have to eat? I better have a salad and some bratwurst or something, right? So I go up to the kitchen and I manage to eat a bratwurst on a bun. But I did not have any salad stuff, and I did not have any chips or anything like that to eat. And it was right around that time I was sort of having a strange craving for a very specific type of corn chip, a very specific flavor. And I was getting cravy, and I haven't had this craving in like 2 years. So I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe I'll go get some of those chips. And while I'm at the grocery store, I'll grab a couple of other things. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, this is a story about you going to the grocery store, isn't it? Yes. Yes, this is a story about me going to the grocery store. So, yeah, about 10 minutes after Dubious Goals Committee, I had changed my clothes, I was in my car, and I drove over to the grocery store. But I went to a different grocery store. I didn't go to the Alexis grocery store. I went to the other grocery store, the second closest grocery store. I don't go there very often, but when I do, it's for specific things like these particular chips. And I thought, okay, while I'm there, I'll grab some more cola-flavored beverage if they've got a better price on it than the other store, which they did. And something else. I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. So I go to the store, and it takes me all of 3 minutes to drive there, and I pull into the parking lot, and it's kind of a little bit busy, but not too bad. You know, it's Sunday afternoon or whatever, and there's no good place to park, and it's in the direct sun, it was hot, and blah, blah, blah. So I sort of parked far away, but I parked close to Shadow. This grocery store has a little strip mall running along the side of it, so I parked far enough away that, yeah, I'm far away from the store, but I'm close to Shadow, so I can get into the shade of the buildings and then walk to the store and I'll be fine, right? Brilliant. Good job keeping your health awareness up there, Tobe. Thanks. So I pull into the parking spot and get out of the car, and I locked the car, and then I realized there's some kind of commotion, you know, 25 meters away, sort of in front of the store. And as I'm walking sort of through the parking lot to get to the shade, I'm looking over to see what the hell is going on, because now there's people kind of running around, and there's people going, whoa, hey, oh, okay, there's sounds. I'm like, what the hell? And there's traffic. And so this is right where the store entrance is. So there's people pulling up to the store, dropping people off, picking people up, people just driving by, right? It's traffic-y. And there's people walking in and out of the store to their cars. And what else is running through the parking lot? An animal. There's an animal running through the damn parking lot, running under cars, running in front of cars, and I'm going, oh my God, holy crap, what the hell is going on? And that's when I see it. I see an animal, it's running towards me. This is an animal I've seen before. This is an animal that I identify regularly, especially when it's running towards me. What the hell is it? That's right, it's a marmot. So Tobe, this is one of your marmot stories? Yeah, it's a marmot and going to the grocery store story combined. And I'm like, holy crap, there's a marmot running around loose in the parking lot of this grocery store. It's concrete for 100 meters in every direction. Where the hell is this marmot coming from? What's he doing? What the hell's going on? And as I'm thinking this, the marmot darts under a car, a parked car that's up close to the front of the grocery store. So I'm running up there and people are freaking out. And now at this point in time, I'm like, I'm screaming. I'm like, chill, be cool. It's a marmot. It's a marmot. Because people are going, what is it? What is that thing? Okay, so when this happened, as soon as I saw this and I'm realizing that this marmot is in mortal danger, I took an adrenaline hit straight to the kidneys. Massive. Boom. I ramped up and I thought, uh-oh, this isn't good. Because I thought I was going to, you know, flip over into mode, right? I thought I was going to go modal, but I didn't. So that's good. But now I'm running on massive, massive adrenaline high. This is not good. So I'm running towards the car that this marmot is hidden under. And I'm stopping traffic. I'm making sure everybody is freaking chill. And I'm sort of laying on the concrete, sort of in the middle of where traffic is, and I'm looking under this car, and yeah, there's this marmot. Not quite a baby, but you know what I mean. He was born this spring. He was probably born in March. He's just a couple months old, and he's about 30 centimeters nose to tail tip, right? And he's hiding under this car, and he's wedged up against the tire, and he's perfectly flat. He's flattened himself out. And he's gassed. He's breathing hard. He's already having a mighty stressful day. I'm like, okay, buddy, we got to get you the hell out of here right freaking now. And as I'm sort of laying there and I'm kind of getting back up, this truck pulls up. This, like a big black Suburban or an Explorer, one of those giant joke mobiles. And this woman and this guy get out. And they had been watching all of this, and they had been seeing this, and they're saying to me, did he go into the car? Did he go into the car? I'm like, yeah, he's looking for a place to hide. And so they get out, and she grabs a pair of gloves. And so we're now, the three of us, are kneeling around this car, this little red sort of small compact sedan, trying to figure out how the hell we're going to get this marmot out from underneath this car. And so we're talking, other people are now watching this, what the hell is going on? And some of the grocery store employees, you know, like the kids who take the groceries to the car, are like, what is it? It's a marmot, you know, a woodchuck, a whistle pig, a groundhog. It's my friend the Mutti. And the lady with the gloves is trying to grab the guy, the little marmot, but he keeps moving around and we can't really get him, and he wants to stay under the car and blah, blah, blah. And about this time, a lady walks up, she's pushing a cart, and she's like, oh, is there an animal under the car? Is it a kitten? It's a marmot, blah, blah, blah. We got to get him out from under this cart. Oh, well, this is my car. Okay, awesome. Get in the car, lady, start backing it up. All right, so lady gets in the car and she backs up about a meter, and the marmot's in the clear. The other lady with the gloves tries to grab the marmot, but Mr. Mati, he just runs back and is still hiding under the car. Gets back under the car and he's right next to the wheel. He's being dangerous. And I'm about to give birth to a live cow. Oh, God. And so at this time, there's some other guy rolls up. He's got his cart, and he's like, "What is it? It's a marmot." He's stuck under the car. And so we give the lady in the car the signal to keep backing up, keep going, because she just backed up a meter and then just stopped. And said, "Lady, go." And so she starts backing up some more. The marmot's in the clear. Marmot doesn't know where to go. He lunges, he starts running towards me, and I'm like, yeah, I've been in this situation before. But then he sort of veers off and he runs under this guy's cart. And this guy's like, oh my God, what is it? And the guy kind of freaks out at first because the marmot's charging right at him. So he does the little jump jig dance, right? But then he chills because the marmot gets under his grocery cart and just stops. And so we're like, okay, we're making some kind of progress. But now we're standing pretty much right in the traffic zone. Okay, this is what happening where cars are trying to go, but luckily there wasn't any traffic at this point. And so the guy and the woman who are trying to help me, they come over, and the lady with the gloves, she tries to reach down and grab the mati-mati, but he feels those gloves on his butt, and he takes off running again. And due to where we were standing and where other people were standing, where did that marmot start running? Yeah, he started running right towards the grocery store. And I can't get him to not go that direction, because now I'm chasing him because he's hauling ass top speed. He's running, he's making a break for the doors of the grocery store. And I'm like, don't go in there, don't go in there, not the store, don't go in there. Where did the marmot decide to go? That's right, the marmot ran into this grocery store. Oh my God, there's people trying to come out of the grocery store. These people are seeing me and these two other people chasing this marmot into the grocery store. Holy crap. And so the marmot gets in the first set of doors. The marmot's in the vestibule, and this is where all the grocery carts are lined up, right? This is where they store them. This is, you walk into the store, you grab a cart, you go into the store, you go shopping. The marmot, instead of running into the grocery store fully, he then takes a hard left and runs under the big, long rows of grocery carts. And he runs down to the into the corner, and yeah. Okay, now what the hell are you gonna do? I don't know, but I gotta take a break for a second. Hold on.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me
Grandpa.
My girlfriend's father's coming over for tea and he's a vicar.
But we're making a record.
I'm sorry, but I have to vacuum the dust.
But it's the dust that's making me sneeze.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Yeah, cool beans. All right, So where was I? Oh, we heard the toy dolls there just for a minute there. The toy dolls with you and a box of handkerchiefs. That does, of course, go into another song there, but whatever. Not important. What's important is to know where we were with this marmot. So there I am, in the grocery store vestibule with this couple who are helping me deal with this marmot. The lady's got the gloves on. And this guy, he's just wide-eyed and smiling because he can't believe that this awesome thing is happening. Kind of like me, but I'm also in full panic mode, right? But there we were. We had this marmot sort of cornered. He's in the corner of the vestibule under some grocery carts, some shopping trolleys if you're from the UK. And we're trying to figure out what to do, and we're talking. And as I'm talking to this lady, she gives me the impression that she has dealt with animals before. I mean, she's got the right kind of gloves. I didn't tell you what kind of gloves. These are like animal handling gloves. They're not like work gloves. They're not garden gloves. Okay, they're good kind of gloves, right? And she lives out in Ponca, and she deals with wildlife. And I'm like, okay, good, good. This is all great. And as all this is sort of happening, we finally get a manager or somebody from the grocery store coming out to the vestibule to talk to us. What's going on? There's a marmot trapped up back here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my goodness, do you need a box? Yeah. So the guy goes back into the store to get a box. And while he's doing that, he took an awful long time doing that. But while he was doing that, you know, we're trying to get into the corner. And so the lady goes into the front of the trains of shopping trolleys, of grocery carts, and she's getting back into the corner, and the guy, he sort of comes around to where I was, and I went over by the wall, because that marmot, when he gets spooked, he's going to charge back out this way, so I'm going to block the marmot's exit path. And sure enough, I'm sort of working my way between the carts and the wall. There's not a lot of space. I can just barely wedge myself in there. And I'm not a step in when that marmot turns around. He was talking. He was talking to the lady. The lady was like, come on, buddy. And he's like, chicka, 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 chicka. He's doing teeth chomps. And he was scared and all worked up. And I was sweating buckets. And the lady gets kind of close enough to him where she can bend down and sort of touch him, and she's sort of trying to grab him when he turns around and starts bolting back towards me, and I'm like, yeah, right? And so I put my foot down to block his path, and he runs right up to my foot and sort of bumps into my foot. And I'm like, don't bite me, dude, don't bite me. I had my good shoes on. And so I've got my foot, and he's pushing up against my foot. And then he sort of chills a little bit. I'm like, yeah, you just stay right there, buddy. Everything is going to be cool. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to get your ass back into the creek in just minutes. Just chill. And so I got to stand there chilling out the marmot for about a minute when the manager guy comes back. And he's got a box. He's got a big banana box and like a milk crate. This crate is, you know, about 50 centimeters by 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters deep, right? And we're like, okay, now we've got a plan. So the lady grabs the crate, and she sort of gets behind me, and she puts the crate on its side so that when the marmot, when I lift my foot, the marmot can go under. He will sort of get into the crate. They can tip the crate over. He'll be under the crate. And so that's what happens. She gets behind me and says, okay, I'm ready. And I lift my foot up, and Mati, our friend, goes under my foot, and he goes sort of to the crate, and they tip the crate over. And so, yay, boom, we have control of the marmot. He's under the crate. Thank God. And so I climb out of the corner, or the where I'm wedged in between the carts and the wall. And we grabbed the banana box, and then we did the the crate to Banana Box Transfer. And the whole time that this is going on, there's still people. It's Sunday afternoon. There's people going in and out of the store. What's happening? What is it? What? Oh my goodness, what is that thing? It's a marmot. It's a whistle pig. It's a groundhog. It's a woodchuck. It's a Mati in the grocery store. And so we make the transfer to the box. And while all this is happening, the guy that had the cart in the parking lot, he came in with us. And he's giving us a lot of not helpful advice. The guy he wants to help, but he's not quite up on what's happening. He's not familiar with the behavior of marmots. Thank God I was there, because we get the marmot in the box, and his marmot is now closed up in the box. Everything's cool. The guy who is the partner of the woman's holding the box, and the old guy who's the cart guy who's unhelpful says, "Oh, take it to the Humane Society. It's just right down the street." And as soon as I hear, "Take him to the Humane Society," as soon as he's that far, I'm like, "No, do not take him to the Humane Society. They'll kill him. Take him to the creek." And you know, this lady wasn't gonna take him to the Humane Society. She's no idiot. Now you just take him right down to the creek, because that's where he came from. Because where this store is, this store is on 90th Street. This store is right, pretty much, I don't want to say riparian, it's not on the banks of the creek, but just 100 meters or 150 meters downhill is one of the Papio Creeks. The one that we were at, like, not yesterday, but like 2 days or 3 days ago when we were looking at the art under the bridge, that one. So the guy with the box and the lady are like, "Yeah, no problem, we'll take it, we're gonna take him right back down to the creek, we'll release him down there, blah blah blah." And I was thinking, "Oh wait, let's get him some food first, because this marmot is gassed, probably starving, scared crapless, and there's food, let's buy some food." But no, it didn't matter. So I'm watching them walk out of the store, and I thank them. I'm like, "Thank you." And they can't figure out, they don't know I'm the marmot guy, right? So I watch them get in their truck and they drive off. I'm like, "Oh, thank God." And so I'm standing in the vestibule still, and now that I'm coming down off of the adrenaline crash, I realize how messed up I am, because I've just spent all this time out in the direct sunlight, in the heat, in the hot parking lot, laying on the hot concrete, chasing this marmot around, and I'm starting to have a really big problem. I'm like, "Oh, holy crap, gotta move." And so I go into the store and I grab my stuff. I grab a couple of bottles of cola, because yeah, it was cheaper than my other store. And I grab the chips, and I'm about to have a cow. And I get back into my car, and I get halfway up Fort Street when I start heaving. Things are going bad fast. But I put my foot down, made it to my house in record time. Jumped in the ice-cold bathtub and sat there thinking about what just happened to me. I rescued a marmot. I helped rescue a marmot yesterday. And the act of doing so made me extremely sick. And so, yeah, I basically got out of the bathtub, poured some of that fresh cola. That sort of messed with my guts. That didn't help. And then I passed out for a while, for about an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then I was just for the rest of the day. And now I'm all glut today, dealing with the after effects of all this. And I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm coming around a little bit. I'm really tired. My guts are still just sore as hell. I do not feel good. I do not want to eat, but I gotta find something to eat here in a bit. And yeah, that was my big story. It was a story of a marmot and going to the grocery store, because there was a marmot in the grocery store. That only happens to me, and you hear all about it on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And that's why they call me Tobe the First. Marmota Rex. King of the Marmots. This is my crazy ass life